Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Colts Cast. We're here to talk about anything and everything Indianapolis Colts. I am your host, Jamal Lawrence, coming at you today with a quick episode here talking about some more draft talk for us. You know, what should the Colts do in the draft? What should the Colts do in free agency? What effects will some of this next coming days have for us, especially with the combine being here starting for us? Unfortunately, I will not be going to it this year. I'm a little busy this weekend, so I will not be able to go to it. But I can tell you from last year, it was a blast. So I can imagine this year, the same thing. I know some of the hype for majority of Colts fans may not be the same, of course, because we're not targeting a quarterback. But still, with the number 15 pick, still a great time. Great time to get out there and see these athletes go, because they are the next generation of what's going to be in this game and what's to come. So always a good time to see them out there. Best of luck to all of them as well. And without further ado, we'll go ahead and jump into it, because we do have a lot to talk about today in regards to the Indianapolis Colts. But before I go ahead and jump into it, please go ahead and hit that subscribe and like button. Absolutely free for you, and it helps us get out to other passionate Colts fans just like yourself. So please, while you're here, hit that button. Also, drop a comment below. Tell me what you think about not only this episode, but who you're looking forward to seeing in the combine this year, as well as maybe what you think we should do for the first our first round draft pick. I know there are a lot of opinions right now still up in the air of what we should do, but without further ado, let's go ahead and jump into it. So what we're going to be talking about today, guys, can the Colts thrive without focusing on an offensive weapon early in the draft or free agency? And this is mainly going to be focused here on the draft for us rather than free agency. We'll get into that talk a little bit more after the combine, after we hear a little bit more. But can the Colts can they thrive? Can they thrive without focusing on this offensive weapon early? And just before we get to that, you know, of course, just want to talk about that the team did meet with Brock Bowers today. I'm sure most of you probably saw, whether it was on social media or on ESPN or anything, but Colts met with Brock Bowers today. I think they said about 15 to 20 of Colts personnel were in there. But, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're ready to pull the trigger on him. We know how Ballard works. Let's be clear. We all know how Ballard works. He loves smoke screens. He loves drawing this attention. So it doesn't surprise me, and it shouldn't surprise anybody, that he's meeting Brock Bowers, who could potentially still be there at the number 15 pick. And at that time, Chris Ballard would have a decision to make whether he wants a potential generational tight end. I know people use that generational word a lot these days, but that's why I threw the potential in front of there. Whether Chris Ballard will want him, or if not, he may want the best player available after him. I don't know. Of course, only time will tell. But let's be clear about our original question about can the Colts thrive without focusing on the offensive weapon early in the draft or free agency. The Colts are one of the top scoring teams the majority of the season this past season. I don't know if you guys knew that. Some of you may remember that. Colts were just putting up points left and right. Despite all the issues from week one, the contract issues, injuries, etc., figured out a way to put points on the board in a much better fashion than we did in 2022. And really, when you think about how many points we did, besides week one against the Texans and week eight against the Patriots, we scored at least 23 points a game this season. At least 23. I don't like to talk about the past too much, because, you know, you don't want to talk about those negative things that hindered us. But unless we take a trip down memory lane to 2022, major improvement, with us being tied for the league's worst of averaging 17 points per game, tied with only Denver and Houston. So bright upside from 2022 to 2023. In case some of you all forgot, we did see some flashes from Anthony Richardson in his run game. We saw JT and Moss tag team tandem in action. Those three alone accounted for 16 out of the 19 rushing touchdowns we had on the year. Those three. Richardson didn't even play. He played four games and got four rushing touchdowns on his own. And these other two racked up the other 12 to carry out 16 of our 19 rushing touchdowns on the year. Then we take a look at the passing game. Passing game came in at just under 18 touchdowns. They came in just under the rushing at 18 total touchdowns versus our 19 rushing touchdowns. So, in my humble opinion, of course, I think the air attack has to be there a little bit more, has to be more prevalent to meet Shane Steichen's philosophy of throw to score and run to win. Now, of course, we do know that there were obstacles in the way for us. We do know that we had Minshew back there. We had a backup quarterback all year long, et cetera, et cetera. But again, Minshew showed that he could get the job done when it mattered. Sometimes it was ugly. Sometimes it was pretty. But guess what? The job got done when it mattered the most for what it was worth. So even with that, I still think we have to see this air attack take over. When Anthony Richardson's back in there, will it just be that his arm strength alone can make this air attack flourish? Don't know. We have to wait and see. We haven't had a chance to really get a lot of deep downfield threats like we would like to, but we have noticed that the screen game and the intermediate and the short pass game has looked decent for us. So we'll have to just wait and see. But of course, we also have to be clear with ourselves too that not all these points came from the offense. We know that. Special teams and defense responsible for putting points on the board for us this year. And that was huge because in the past I've talked about how spoiled we've been by the turnovers and setting us up in great range to score points on the offensive side of the ball, et cetera, et cetera. Well, the defense took the matter in their hands for us this year a couple times and racked up four defensive touchdowns for us. That's extra points on the boards in some games where it really mattered the most. That extended the score enough for us to be able to take advantage of just running the clock out. So I got to give them their due credit there. Now, I will be crystal clear about the rest of the defensive play. I know it was shoddy for a lot of the season and a lot of questions. Of course, we had plenty going on. I don't have to go down the rabbit hole of kind of what happened with the defense this year. We all know that, which is why we're kind of in one of our situations we're in now about what we're going to do in the future. Of course, we'd have loved to see them not let up, 25, 26 points a game, but it happened. It is what it is. We move forward from there. So after all this, I'm telling you, defense scoring 4 touchdowns, all the passing game only getting 18 touchdowns, run game dominating with 19 touchdowns. I tell you all this to tell you one simple thing. The Colts must focus on offensive weapons early in the draft. There's just no doubt about it. We know Ballard's going to pay Pittman a ton of money. He's already said that they've been talking with his agent. His agent's fun and friendly, whatever the case is. He doesn't want to use the franchise tag, but it's a tool. And that's just an empty threat, in my humble opinion. I think that they're going to make sure they pay this man. They're going to get it taken care of, as Ballard always does. He's going to pay whatever they want. And as Ballard said in his press conference just yesterday, leading into the combine, he plans to build around Richardson. So let's put the big boy pants on and make it happen in the draft. Now, I'm not saying to anybody out there that we need to draft a wide receiver in the first round, because I know most of you guys and gals would get upset if I said, you know what, forget the cornerback position. Let's go ahead and get a receiver. A lot of you would probably like to get Brock Bowers. You would be okay with that. You may be more content with Bowers than you would be getting a receiver in the first round. I don't know. Drop your comments below and tell me. But at least if we do attack the defensive side of the ball in the first round, we need to get us a quality receiver in the second round. And I know that this is a jam-packed draft with a ton of receivers, but let's lock us in one early, one that we think can have a bright future in Indianapolis and continue to build around Richardson, like Chris Ballard said. Because if this offense is truly flying and firing on all cylinders, that 24 points should jump up to 26, 27, dang near 30 points a game we should be averaging, be up there with the top, with the elite teams out there. It can happen. We know it can happen. We know what will happen if we have a healthy JT, a healthy Richardson, healthy MPJ, a Josh Downs, an Alec Pierce, and another weapon, whether that be in our already compact, tight end room, or adding a receiver there to spice up a little bit, maybe give these people in our wide receiver room some competition. Don't know. We'll wait and see. But I just have to say, if Ballard truly, truly means what he says and wants to build around Richardson, and they want this team to be dominant, and we want to continue to live by Steichen's philosophy of throw to score and run to win, you got to add an offensive weapon during the draft. You just have to. There are no questions, ifs, ands, or buts about it. If it doesn't happen, you're doing yourself a disservice as the general manager of this football team. Y'all, please drop your comments below. Let me know what you think, because like I said, the combine's here. It's time to see what talent we have out there and to see where the future of the Colts could look like. Ballard's going to throw a lot of smoke screens out us. There are going to be a lot of bluffs coming out, a lot of talk about who's doing this and who's doing that. So don't get too hung up on some of these initial reports that come out. Think about what he's done in the past. Think about how he's looked at these raw scores. Think about how he thinks about the potential upside of a player when he's talking about him, and see if you can start to connect the dots in your own. And come back and drop some comments and let us know what you think. But again, that's going to be it for me today. Want to just talk about the offense. Hey, y'all have a great rest of your day. Great weekend. Go Colts. Again, we're dropping episodes for you all the time because it is that time. It's that time. We're going into March. The draft is almost here. It's the offseason. Colts got a lot of great things coming up for us. But appreciate you guys tuning in. As always, I'm Jamal with the Colts Cast. Y'all take care. Have a great one, and we'll see you soon.